Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to be able to do the Constitution, U.S. citizenship test. And, you know, with that, of course, what we do is when we're doing the citizenship test, we have a little fun we like to play with it where, you know, that if you get the answer right, we're not going to ask five questions today. If you get the answer right, of course, you're going to hear a wonderful, wonderful sound, which sounds like all of our listeners, what? Bang. Oh, there you go. Exactly. Exactly. And of course, we're going to give you time to think. When you get time to think, there's some familiar music you might hear that helps you kind of just think. You know, several times we had to restart that again and again and again, trying to figure out, like, that's a blank look at it. Of course, if, in fact, you get the question not actually right, or better yet, well, if you miss the right answer, like Congress would say.
Misspoke
the way Congress would say. Or if you're wrong, this is what you get. Well, in today's question is, John, talk a little bit about, you know, your experience so far, you know, all the things that you've learned as we were progressing, because isn't this amazing? I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, the things that we took for granted that you kind of knew inside, but didn't realize not only was it important, it's the supreme way that we're designed. It's constitution where constitution means that's how we're made up. That's how we're made up. That's our makeup. Mm-hmm. When somebody tries to, you know, how you're connected, how things work. And when we talk about doing away with the Constitution, we're talking about doing away with the very thing of how we're formed and how we're made.
Right. Well, I mean, this has been a wonderful time to be going through this test that you're just saying. I mean, think about it. So many people are wanting to come to this great nation of ours. They're wanting to come to a land of freedom. They're wanting to come and leave whatever was their home country to come to a land of great opportunity where they can establish, you know, a place where their family can grow and enjoy the freedoms that this country affords just because of the Constitution. But they have to take this test, and I'm amazed at the stuff that we knew and the stuff that we didn't know, me in particular. And I just learned so much, and I'm enjoying this. I'm glad that we have this on the tour, so you can feel free to always go back and refresh and learn yourself. You can catch the torch by going to VFNTV.com and selecting the torch. But the test is wonderful. I know that I was challenged to find out some of these answers to some of these great questions. But, you know, we talked about how many senators are in a state, you know, how many people actually make up Congress, what are the three branches of our government. I mean, that's at such a foundation. When you talk, you have an executive branch, you have a judicial branch, and then you have Congress.
The House of Representatives.
House of Representatives who make the laws, and how important. Well, that was very good. You're listening.
But I was paying attention.
You're paying attention. Very good. So it's been great. And to think that, my goodness, how can we have such high expectations for others that are coming into this country, if we as Americans, who just happen to be born in this country, we didn't do anything special for it, don't even know that the reason this country was formed, you know, how important the Declaration of Independence, you know, what are some of the rights that were spoken of in the Declaration of Independence, why that we have freedom of religion. And I just encourage you, continue to listen, continue to share with your friends. Because as we get ourselves educated, we're going to appreciate this precious document. I find that oftentimes things that are not appreciated, it's oftentimes because they've been overlooked. They don't understand the value. It's like, you know, you have a child who's holding one of their mother's figurines or a vase. Boy, put that down. You know how much that costs. He has no concept. Well, that's just a small little example. But if we don't know how precious our Constitution is, we won't. Stand for it, and we'll let it be taken away.
That's totally good. So here we go. We are about ready to start today's U.S. citizenship test. Boy, that USS ship thing always is coming up. That's my Navy days, I guess. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the U.S. citizenship test. We're so welcome. Okay.
Calm down.
We are here. We are. We're on question 51. We're only going to do five questions today. And of course, we want you guys to be as humiliated as possible so we can enjoy this lesson learning that we're having in civics, you know, in our nation and how things are done. So here's the question. I want you to listen to the question, and then I want you to take time to think about it. And when you're thinking about it, of course, you're going to be have the thinking music. And when you're ready to give your final answer, you let us know. And then the music will stop, and then we will listen to your final answer. If you get it right, if you get it wrong. So let's go. John, the very first question for today is, from the U.S. citizenship test, will you have to self-deport? What? Okay. What are, what, you're not Googling, are you, anything? You keep your hand, I want to see your hand, put your hands on the steering wheel, sir. Put your hands on the wheel, there
put
we
your
go.
Hands on your
on
head.
The steering wheel, yeah. What are two rights? What are two rights of everyone living in the United States? What are two rights of everyone living in the United States? Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Here we are. Of course, there's more than two, but all you do is just name two of them. What are two rights of everyone? Think about it. It's everyone. That's you. If you're listening right now, these are your rights. What are two rights of everyone living in the United States, John?
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh my goodness. Oh
my. You pursue the rights of liberty? No. Can I try again?
Oh my goodness.
I think you
What's
did,
happened
bro.
Here? What happened here?
Okay, freedom of speech.
Well, hold on a minute. Hold on
a
minute.
Okay.
Well, how many shots you get?
Yeah, right. So, Pat, there's several rights that every citizen has.
Mm-hmm.
What are two of those rights? This is you get the right to steal.
Oh, steal.
Stealing, right?
That's not a right.
That's not a constitutional right. Right.
I don't think that's
you can borrow. This is borrow. What are two of the rights? Two rights of the several rights that we have as every U.S. citizen has.
Okay. Well, we have the right to vote. I don't get an applause for that one. And
are you sure?
I'm positive.
Come on!
We have a right
what if
to
you're,
vote.
But what if you're a felon?
Well...
Here's it. Okay.
Was there a clause in that question?
We're all learning. We're all like, hey, here it is. This is it. What are two rights of, you know, there's several of them.
Yeah.
What are two rights? When you think about the amendments, that's where our rights. Remember the Bill of Rights?
Mm-hmm.
So you can always find out what our rights are in the Bill of Rights.
We have the right to bear arms.
Whoa.
Yes.
It's my turn. Okay. What are two rights?
I got some questions.
Everyone living in the United States. Here they are. This is it. The freedom of expression. Like you were free to be wrong with that answer. I'm just telling you. He almost spit his Gatorade all over me. He's like, wrong. You gotta play the Fonzie moment. And then that's one. Another one is the freedom of speech. The very fact that we can be on VFN TV and VFN radio and just saying what's we feel is right. There's a freedom of speech. So a freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly that we take it for granted, but that we can come together in a mall, or we can come together in a building somewhere and gather up with more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a right to do that. Nobody, we don't have to get a permit or anything like that to be able to come together, because every U.S. citizen has the right to assemble, which is important when you're talking about worship, you know, and all that. Which is another one. Another right that we have is the right is a freedom to worship. And another is a freedom to petition the government. That's huge, because it used to be where the whatever the king said, that's how it went, right? Right now we have somebody trying to talk about taking away some of our rights, which is another right, is the right to bear arms, right? And so the Bill of Rights helps us on these things to remember mm-hmm. what they are. But the right to bear arms, and so we have the right to petition the government and say to the government, because we have a right to express ourselves, we have a right to petition the government and say, you can't take away our Second Amendment rights. You have not violated anything. That's your right as American, as an American citizen. You can write your congressman, you can write your senator, you can write your president and say, listen, this is wrong. You can't do this. And I won't vote for you next time if that's what you do. So I just want to encourage you. That's two. That's we're asked two of them. It's all of them. We have the right to freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom petition, to petition the government, freedom of worship, you know, as a church, so we can come together. That's actually written in the Constitution, that you have the right as American citizen to worship God freely without any laws being made towards. That's huge. Mm-hmm. That's why they're messing with that. And then finally, the right to bear arms. Okay, here we go. John, question number two.
Come on.
I love that. Chris is like, it's Pat. I'm waiting for the reaction. Waiting for the moment.
Tilt.
Pat.
Yes.
For your citizenship to still maintain it to be a Kentamite, what do you ready? Mm-hmm. What do we show loyalty to? What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance? What do we show loyalty to? It's a loyalty. What mm-hmm. do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance? Here we are. What do we show loyalty to? This is the U.S. citizenship test. This is what everybody who comes to our country, this is, I want to be a citizen of the United States of America. They have to pass this number 52 question mm-hmm. on the citizenship test, which a lot of Americans have totally would fail this one, mm-hmm. is what do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Mm-hmm. One is the flag of the mm-hmm. United States of America.
Yeah.
And to the Republic. That's what it stands.
That's right. So we're actually, when we're saying when we hold our hand over our heart and say, I pledge allegiance, we're saying I pledge allegiance to the United States. Allegiance is saying, I'm with America. I stand under the Constitution. I'm with the other citizens. And that's why you see people saying, listen, we don't want to have the Pledge of Allegiance in the schools, because they're trying to break down the allegiance that we had and have as a citizen of the United States of America to the supreme law of the land, mm-hmm. which gives us the right as Christians, listen, the right to worship freely. Why would we want to give that up? So many people are fighting for that, and we have it already. Now all we have to do is stand up for it. So when they actually say a pledge of allegiance to the flag, when they say a pledge of allegiance to the flag, what you're saying is that you are for the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution. That is so, so very, very important for us to go back and realize we're not just saying some little poem or something that just sounds good. We're really pledging allegiance, because when you become an American citizen, when you become the president, a congressman, a senator, a general, a military man, and a citizen, you have to swear an oath of allegiance to this country and say that you break all loyalties and allegiance to any other nation and any other government, prince, potentate, or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's so many allegiances in America, but lately I haven't found any allegiance to the United States of America mm-hmm. and to the flag in which it stands, to the republic, which we're a representative government. A lot of people say, I have an allegiance to their religion, you know, they have allegiance to their country they came out of, but they don't have an allegiance to the United States of America and the Constitution, and understanding that with that, that gives us as Christians the right to be able to worship God freely without government making any laws concerning that, which is huge, mm-hmm. huge, the Bill of Rights. Okay, John, here it goes.
Wait a minute. I didn't get my applause.
Oh, my applause. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
That's something. I didn't even realize that.
Wow.
They must have known you got it right or not. I don't know what that is.
Just making sure everybody knew.
I wonder if you got it wrong. What do you say? Y'all forgot to boo me. Y'all forgot to boo me.
This is the first in the U.S. citizenship game. I think we have to note that. Wow.
I know it, but rest assured, I doubt very seriously. You'll say you forgot to boo me.
That won't happen.
So if you would like to post your boos on our Facebook or send them in, be sure to do that. Of course, you can find it at vfntv.com. Okay, question number next, which is 53 on the citizenship test. John, here it is. What is one promise? What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen? What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen? Of course, there are several of them, but what is one? When you actually become a citizen of the United States. All right, here it is. Of course, there are several of them. We want to know what is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen, John?
I'm going to say it is to defend, honor, live by the Constitution.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! That is very good. Very good. Okay. All right, but they didn't forget to applaud you at all, did they?
No, they did not.
You think about it, that's just one out of several of them. The thing is, the question was, what is one promise you make? They have to make a promise, several promises, when you become a citizen. And when we pledge allegiance to these promises. When a senator gets in office, they make a promise to these allegiance, and here they are. Of course, I gave it away. I was talking about it was the next question that came up, is that we give up loyalties to other countries. I promise to give up loyalties, even though I am Mexican from Mexico. When I become an American citizen, I'm an American Mexican. I'm American first. And my loyalty is to the United States. Even though I am Iranian, for example, when I come to America and I take the citizenship test and I become an American citizen, I give up all my allegiance to Ahmadinejad and their government and their anything over there. Including that form of Islam that says that they actually believe that it should take over the Constitution. You got to say that doesn't work here because the Constitution is the supreme law. Religion is not the supreme law in America, but the Constitution is the supreme law in America. Mm-hmm. And so you have to renounce that and break those loyalties right there. And how many people do you see today that are not breaking their loyalties to anything? It's like, dude, don't you understand? You're violating the very, very Constitution, the thing that we're made of. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work. And the second one is defending the Constitution and laws of the United States of America. And that's what John was talking about, but just defending the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we have to know something before we can defend it. We have to know something. And so we need to defend it to be able to know. We have to know it to be able to defend it. A third one is to obey the laws of the United States, because the laws of the land, first of all, the Constitution is the supreme law, but also the laws in your state and all. You're saying, listen, I will obey the laws in the United States. Next is to serve in the military if needed. So when you become a citizen, not the ones that are born in America, but the ones who come to America, and I think it should really should be everybody, but right now the way it's written in the Constitution is you have to agree to serve in the U.S. military if needed to. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And the next one is to serve the nation if needed. Anything that they need, you got to agree. I will stand up and I'll serve the nation. Mm-hmm. And last is to be loyal to the United States. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
To be loyal to the United States. What a concept.
Wow.
That's what you say in your family. It's only going to work if people stick together in the context of family. So here's the next question. We've got to move along. The next question is, how old do citizens have to be to vote for the President of the United States? Here's a question. How old, from the U.S. citizenship test, how old do people have to be, citizens have to be able to vote for the president of the United States?
You have to be 18.
Or older.
Or older. At least, at least 18.
Oh, we would be in trouble if it was only 18-year-old voting. A little stickler right there. Yeah, you can imagine. Only 18-year-olds can vote. It's over.
Oh,
it's over as we know it. Let's move right along. We're coming on the citizenship test here, right here. John. John Paul, here's the last question for the U.S. citizenship test to keep you from self-deporting. What are two ways that Americans can participate in democracy? What are two ways that Americans can participate, there's many, in democracy? Here's the question. The question is, from the U.S. citizenship test, what are two ways that Americans can participate, there's many, in their democracy?
I'm going to say vote.
Mm-hmm.
And join the military.
Well, it's kind of half. It's kind of half. Kind of half a little bit. Of course. Okay. Of course, you can vote. That's one. And list a couple off. You know, you can join a political party. You can help with a campaign. This is huge because you actually lose your head.
Mm-hmm.
And when a king, sometimes in America, you lose your head when you just, but you know, it's unconstitutional, by the way. You should be able to support anybody you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Join a civic group. Join a community group. Give an elected official your opinion on an issue. Call senators or representatives. Call them up and say, hey, you know, you're representing me. I was thinking about this. Publicly support or oppose an issue or a policy, or run for office. That's why you can participate, or write to a newspaper.
Wow.
Well, this concludes the U.S. citizenship test for today. I believe you guys are like half deported and half Americans.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.